Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, hello. Robbie Page here. This podcast series is called On the Go, On the Road Again. Except for this time, I'm not really on the road. I'm actually at it was our lake house. It's now home. Did you know that? So I'm actually first full day of being at our lake house as our home. Y'all, it's so weird. It literally is so weird. I'm sitting here recreating my Facebook cover photo. And I was literally thinking about you guys because I thought, wow, since I've talked to you guys last, Riley became an all-state relay runner, sprinter of the year, second in the entire state of Texas, graduation, gender reveal, we're having a grandbaby boy, we went to Mexico for his senior trip, Bella, his girlfriend, graduated. I'm like, what else? And we moved to the lake. Oh yeah. Small detail. And we moved to the lake. Seriously insane. I was telling a group of my girls in my community that my counselor, therapist, what do you call them? Do you call them counselor, therapist? I don't know what you call them. Anyway, she keeps texting me and she keeps saying, I'm checking on you. I'm just making sure you're okay. And, you know, the best news is that I'm doing great, but I want to talk to you guys about something, because as I'm sitting here with all these seasons shifting, season changes, season, all the things, I literally am thinking about mental health. I'm thinking about the reality that most people fail to surround themselves with other people. And listen, I get it. I filled out a questionnaire today, and it said, what is the best thing you love and the worst thing you love about what God has called you to do? And I said, people. So anyway, I said, So most people never surround themselves with people. They just really don't. And so even as I'm standing here walking through all of these different changes, I've got to be honest with you guys. I have had to check myself many times. You know, my natural doctor said, I feel like I've gained 10 pounds just eating and drinking wine. And he said, listen, in this season, that's okay. And you guys, that was so huge for me. He was like, if that brings you joy, oh my God, then do it, right? So it was pretty cool. But yeah, here we are. And, you know, I got to thinking, so many people, whether it's a baby graduating, whether it's empty nesting, whether it's moving houses, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's insanity. But God, I really hope that you guys don't live life by yourself. I hope that you guys surround yourself with people who notice when your eyes look sad on social media, or noticed when maybe you didn't get up today, or maybe perhaps want to know why you keep canceling. Like, what's going on with you? And quite honestly, then there's those that reach out and say, hey, did you have a glass of wine today? Take a big deep breath. Did you pray? Did you meditate? Are you eating? That's my biggest thing. Katie Miller, one of my friends, she always makes sure that I'm eating, because when I get under stress, I don't eat. So anyway, you guys, it's been crazy. And I'm standing here. I wish you guys could see what I'm looking at. I'm actually standing here staring at the water. And, you know, I think about the last really about week, maybe 2 weeks, because we were in Mexico for 5 days in that time. But just before Mexico and then just after Mexico, we actually had a bunch of Riley's friends who were all just graduates out and played on the water and just had the best time. And then this past weekend, which I don't know when you'll listen to this, but it's currently the Tuesday after Memorial Day. But we had some of the softball girls with the Argyle softball team that lost way too early. It was really sad. We were believing they were going to win state, and they lost this past weekend. But so I hugged the girls, and I said, hey, why don't you girls come out to Moss and let's play? And so they did. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for this place. And so what I want to say to you guys as summer setting is, number one, are you part of a community? Whatever community that may be for you. The question is, are you part of a community? And then number two, what dream is staring you in the face waiting to bless others? I'm sure you're like, what? Here's what I mean by that. What dream do you have in your gut, aka, speaking for Robbie, my lake house, that others, aka Riley and all his friends, aka the Argos softball team, aka my girlfriends that come out so we can have a little escape, are waiting for you to go chase? I'm going to leave you with that question. And we're going to talk about it another time. But see, a lot of times we think our dreams are solely for us, you guys, and they're not. To whom much is given, much is expected. You guys know that, right? To whom much is given, much is expected. And so I love my lake house. I love the fact that I can have people over. I love the fact that most people would never see this view. I love the fact that we can sit on the dock or get in the boat and turn on country music and sit out in the water and float and play 20 questions. I love that. I mean, I don't know about you, but if it was just me, myself, and I all the time, I'd be bored. So that's my heartbeat for you guys today. What do you guys got going on this summer? I want to know. Share with the class, would you? I want to know what you have going on this summer. I want to know what you would love for me to talk about on podcast. Text me. Have you text me? Let's be friends. 940-242-5443. And be sure you say, hey girl, tag me for your podcast. And I would love to know, what would you like for me to talk about on my podcast? All right. That's it. Short and sweet today. Just wanted to say hello. I've got a few other things in the works, but I just wanted to come on here and say hi to you guys. It's pretty crazy, as I was making this Facebook cover, all that has changed since we chatted last. And the best is yet to come, right? Happy summer, friends. Until next time, cheers to our greatest days.